Kenya's high court bars internet shutdowns by telcos and regulator. A landmark ruling safeguards digital rights, restricting the government, Safaricom, and Airtel from disrupting internet access without judicial oversight. What happened? On May 14, 2025, Kenya's high court issued a significant injunction preventing the government, Safaricom, Airtel, and the Communications Authority of Kenya from initiating internet shutdowns or interfering with digital communications. This decision follows a lawsuit filed by 7 civil society organizations challenging the legality of past and potential internet disruptions. The petitioners stand. The lawsuit, spearheaded by groups including the International Commission of Jurists, Kenya Section, Bloggers Association of Kenya, BAKE, Paradigm Initiative, Kenya Union of Journalists, Katiba Institute, Law Society of Kenya, and CPSESA, contends that previous internet disruptions during events like the Reject Finance Bill protests in 2024 and national examinations in 2023 and 2024 violated constitutional rights. They argue these actions infringed upon freedoms of expression, access to information, and media freedom. Justice Bahati Mwamuye's ruling emphasizes the need for judicial oversight, stating that any future restrictions on internet access must undergo legal scrutiny. The court also mandated the preservation of all documents related to past shutdowns, setting the stage for comprehensive examination. Implications for digital rights. This ruling marks a pivotal moment in the protection of digital rights in Kenya. By restricting unilateral decisions to disrupt internet services, the court reinforces the importance of due process and accountability. The decision also aligns with Kenya's obligations under international human rights frameworks, emphasizing the necessity of proportionality and legality in any limitations imposed on digital communications. Here's what this means for Nigerians. While the ruling directly impacts Kenya, it sets a precedent for digital rights across Africa, including Nigeria. In recent years, Nigeria has grappled with its own challenges regarding internet freedom, notably the suspension of Twitter in 2021. This Kenyan case underscores the importance of legal frameworks that protect citizens' access to digital platforms. For Nigerian stakeholders, ranging from tech entrepreneurs to civil society organizations, this development highlights the critical role of judicial systems in safeguarding digital spaces. It also serves as a reminder of the need for vigilance against potential overreach in the regulation of internet services. Final thoughts. Kenya's High Court decision is more than a national legal development. It's a beacon for digital rights advocacy across the continent. As African nations navigate the complexities of digital governance, this ruling reinforces the principle that access to the internet is not a privilege, but a right that must be protected through transparent and lawful means. This story was narrated by Ontex News.